From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. A travel ban has been imposed on New York City and its suburbs after authorities effectively shut down America's most populous city because of a massive snowstorm pummeling the eastern United States. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio said that residents need to stay indoors during the storm. He said anyone who is on the streets risks getting arrested.
We want New Yorkers to know that this is a warning being given very clearly. If you want to avoid these enforcement actions, get off the streets now.
Bus service and above-ground subways were suspended. All Broadway performances were canceled, and the bridges and tunnels were shut down. New York's governor, Andrew Cuomo, imposed a ban on all local and state roads across the city, Long Island, and crossings west to New Jersey. The storm seriously impacted the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast regions Saturday afternoon. Nearly 60 centimeters of snow blanketed Washington, D.C., and another 8 hours or so of snow are forecast. With more snow to come, the weather services have predicted that this storm could bring snowfall to rival the biggest blizzards on record. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the United States and its Gulf allies have clarity on the initial steps in talks that could lead to a political transition in Syria. Speaking in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, Saturday, Kerry said there was agreement that the International Syria Support Group would meet to resolve any differences that arise in the first round of U.N.-sponsored talks scheduled for next week in Geneva. Saudi Arabia, Iran, and the United States are among the world powers that make up the support group that has been backing the UN-led process. This is VOA News.